taking this medicine.
And you say, yeah, yesterday I...
taken a dose.
I took
a pill.
Okay, and tomorrow I'll...
take another one.
Okay. Person can't hear, he's...
deaf.
And person worked out in the field all day, and takes off his shirt, and his shirt's just soaking wet, and he might take off his shirt and hold it up and say, look how... he might say to somebody else, look how I...
sweated.
Yeah. And a large discharging sore the person might get.
Bleeding?
Yeah. This is something that has a core in it, and they have to...
boil?
Yeah. And what do they call that stuff in the boil?
Corruption.
All right. And if a person had an infection in his hand might...
be swollen.
All right. And you say he did that, and it's...
all swelled up.
Yeah. Now, did you... You said you didn't hunt. Did you hunt? Do you hunt anything at all, or do you do much hunting?
No, I don't ever hunt.
I see.
I sometimes go a little, take a little sang dig.
A little what?
A little sang digging. Uh-huh. A little sang digging.
Uh-huh. Now that's
the way I always use, you know, just say I'm going a little sang digging.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, that wouldn't be
not too far away.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mean, that's what it mean, you know, I wasn't going too far and...
uh-huh.
Away from the house.
Yeah, but what would you be doing? Would that be for hunting?
No, I'd be digging ginseng.
I see. Yeah. So you can do that around here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can find it.
Uh-huh. But it grows more up in the mountains? And
well, more, yes, it's more in the mountains than it is right here.
That's more of a root than a... would that grow on top of the ground?
No, the root grows up in the ground. And top, you know, has a top to it.
Now the stuff that you that in a blister, the stuff in a blister is
just water.
Yeah, and if a person's shot by a rifle, he suffers a bullet
wound.
And if a wound doesn't heal right, you don't see so much of this anymore as you used to. But if a wound doesn't heal right, there's kind of stuff that grows around that wound.
Bad prey.
Yeah, and then something that. Kind of a brownish thing that stings that they used to put on to prevent infections. Kind of brownish, and it's the same stuff they put in. They use it. You look at a salt shaker nowadays. They talk about
iodine.
Yeah,
put iodine sometimes on.
Yeah, and this is a kind of, they used to give this these tablets. They used to give the tablets just for colds and things, I think, but they're especially useful in treating malaria.
I don't know anything about that again.
Well, I'll say about quinine. If you...
well, when I was a kid, just barely can remember what they'd give quinine. But in the later days, I haven't heard of anybody using quinine.
All right. And if a person is was alive yesterday, you say last night, he
died.
Yeah, and they didn't know the reason for it. Say, I don't know what he...
had,
or what he
called it, or what he died with.
All right, and around, you might not say, want to say that around his family, you might say, I was really sorry to hear that he
passed away,
all right.
Passed on.
All right, and children use an expression, a crude expression sometimes, especially talking about that, say that mean old guy up there.
Died.
Or you ever hear something like kick the
bucket?
Yeah. And then a place where a person's buried is a...
graveyard, right. Cemetery.
Right. Is there a difference between those two?
Same thing.
All right. And the body's placed in a...
grave.
Or in a... the box. They used to be shaped, they used to make these, and they were shaped kind of like this. They'd use old lumber and things, if you're going to say...
coffin.
Yeah. And then the ceremony is called the...
funeral.
Yeah, and the family's all in black. Say they're in after the funeral, maybe for some time.